Mendocino County Remembered. Oral histories collected and published under the auspices of the Mendocino Historical Society for the American Bicentennial in 1976. Read by Linda Pack. Today, from Willits, Part 1 of the Recollections of Dorothy Hutchings, born 1906. In 1914, we lived in Willits, a town of about 1,800 people. While small, it had the facilities to slake the thirst of a much larger population. There was a saloon on every corner, and one between corners. It had just one street, dirt, and in the summer, the freight teams and wagons raised clouds of dust. In the winter, it was a quagmire, the mud almost over the horses' hooves. The town boasted a general store, a department store, of a kind, and a hardware store. Like most frontier towns, the stores had false fronts, and a roof from the base of the front came out over the plank sidewalks. My brother Jack, about 10, and I, Dottie, about 8, thought it was the most wonderful town we had ever seen. Everything about it was new and exciting. We had been in Willits for about 2 months after being isolated for 2 years on a redwood homestead. And every new experience was exciting. We started to Sunday school and wished that it was a daily experience. In Sunday school and in church, the topic of conversation was California Dry in 1914. Every sermon ended with that prayer. See, the Prohibition Party had qualified an amendment for the ballot on the primary election November 3, 1914, for Prohibition in California. The party had sent their stalwarts to the small towns like Willits to work with the churches to pass the amendment. The church and the party workers labored zealously. At one point, a debate was suggested, but when they could not find anyone who would risk public censure by taking the wet side, the idea was discarded. Well, one day Jack said to our mother, "Mother, what would happen if it didn't rain anymore?" Well, she looked at him a minute and then said, "Well, it would mean the end of the world. Every living thing would die of thirst or starvation. All the rivers, creeks, lakes, ponds would dry up. There'd be no water to irrigate the crops, so there'd be no food." Jack said, "Gosh." And he looked a little frightened. Well, the next Sunday, after the usual morning prayers and the usual plea to make California dry in 1914, our reverend said, "I have a very nice surprise for you this morning. We are going to have an election like the ones your parents will have on November 3rd, 1914. See, women were enfranchised in 1911. The reverend held up a ballot. He said, "It is identical to the ones your parents will use. Please unfold it. You will see that it has two boxes, one marked dry and the other marked wet." "Now," he said, "I want you to make an X in the square of your choice." There was a ruffling of papers. From the front, you could see only the tops of the heads and an occasional tip of a tongue sticking out of the corner of a mouth, while the owners concentrated on this serious business. "Well, now," he said, "we will count them on the morning of election day, and I will tell you another delightful plan I have for you. After we count our ballots, we are going to march through the town, singing our song." We didn't actually know that we had a song, but he raised his arms and he said, "Let's sing it now." And he brought his arms down with a flourish. "Who are we? Who are we? Young campaigners, don't you see? California Dry in 1914. And he put us through our musical paces a couple of times. Well, what we lacked in talent, we made up for in noise. With an eye for drama, he raised his arms for silence. And when it was all quiet, he struck what he hoped was a noble pose of a man who has fulfilled his destiny. He and he alone had banished sin from the world, and mankind should forever honor him for his redemption and salvation of the world. Then he said, "You no doubt are wondering what effect this march will have on the bartenders. When they see sweet, innocent children singing for prohibition, they will go into their bars, bolt the doors, and hide their faces in shame. Never again open their doors. Think of the souls that we will be saving. Isn't that a heady thought, especially for little heads? Indeed, it was a heady thought for little heads. We were going to save the world, even if it was just a small corner of it. Well, as we started home, Jack said, "What does dry mean?" I thought he was teasing, and then I realized that he was serious. "It means no more whiskey," was my answer. "Oh, gosh," he replied, "I thought it meant no more rain, so I voted wet." You've been listening to part one of the Recollections of Dorothy Hutchings. To learn more about Mendocino's rich past, visit any of our county's excellent museums, libraries, and historical societies. A full listing of Mendocino County Remembered episodes and selected audio archives can be found at lindapack.net. Mendocino County Remembered is produced by Mary Eigner and Linda Pack for KZYX and Z.